Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brian, thank you very much. I want to pick up on one of the stories that Brian brought you there, because this week the country's biggest teachers union backed call for teachers to receive an extra payment if they live and work in Dublin. The INTO has now instructed the union's executive to negotiate for an allowance for teachers similar to the London waiting allowance in the UK that we were discussing for nurses with Phil Nier earlier on, one which would be designed to compensate teachers for higher living costs in the capital. To talk more about this, I'm joined by Peter Cosgrove, Managing Director of FutureWise, and Simon Lewis, Principal of Carlow Educate Together and host of the If I Were the Minister for Education podcast. Very good morning to you both. Peter, can I begin with you? I understand that on balance you feel that this is probably necessary, but can we rehearse first, please, the arguments against giving teachers or against giving anybody a location or a Dublin-specific allowance?
Yeah, I think, firstly, logistically, it's quite tricky. The moment you say city centre allowance, people will argue, where in the city centre does this end? Could I be living an hour from Dublin and still getting the allowance and going somewhere else? Then you've the argument, if it's in Dublin City, should it be in Cork City and Galway City, and where does that end? And then thirdly, there's a difference between public sector workers and key workers, because the reality is, you know, teachers obviously can't work remotely, but you don't want to do this for other people. But the other part of this is, you know, often, you know, people will say, I'm not just saying it's for me, well, hypothetically, people might say, well, you know, teachers is a vocation, people do it because it's, you know, they get a lot back, and it's not really about just pay, it's about lots of other things. People will also talk about Dubai and say you can go to Dubai, but we're not comparing like with like. You know, they've got huge human rights issues, and, you know, people don't just go to Dubai for the money. There's lots of reasons people are in Ireland, community, family, and so forth. And the last thing I'd say is probably, you know, politically, how can this happen with benchmarking and collective bargaining? This might be one thing that people want to do, but you can just imagine the powder keg, if they open this up, where it's going to go from here.
And the other argument I think you often hear here as well is you knew what the pay scales were when you decided to become a teacher. It's not as if it's going to be a sudden surprise to you how hard it is going to be.
No, and you know, that sounds unfair, but it's kind of the same argument people used to often say. They'd come into you and go, I need more money, I need a pay rise because my mortgage has gone up. And whether you like it or not, that's not really your boss's problem. It might seem unfair, but the reality is that's just the situation that you're in. So that's an external factor, not something your company needs to be involved in. So
those are the arguments that the nurses have had thrown back at them, that the teachers presumably will hear being thrown at them once as they make this proposal. Simon, can I talk to you first of all, please, as, you know, well, somebody who is Dublin's loss and Carlow's gain, because you were forced to move during Celtic Tiger era. What would it have taken in pounds, shilling and pence, do you reckon, to keep you in Dublin and stop you moving to Carlow?
Well, I mean, I suppose lower house prices. I guess at that time in my life, I had found a woman who decided to fall in love with me, and we wanted to settle down and start a family. And at that time, even back in the early days of the Celtic Tiger, Dublin wasn't going to be an option. So essentially, we just had to look elsewhere, and that's where Carlow came into being. We've no family there or anything like that.
Okay, but if you were to take a stab at a figure here that might have kept you, I mean, if you were earning another 10 grand, another 20 grand, what do you think is the cut-off point?
Oh gosh, to be honest, I can't answer that question. I don't know. I'm 20 years out of Dublin. I don't know how much it costs to rent a place, to be honest.
So, because the reason I ask that question is that the waiting that nurses in London receive is £6,500 sterling. And given the extra costs of living in a city like London, I'm just wondering, I'm curious, how far would £6,500 really actually go in real terms? Because people seem to be sort of setting their sights on a figure like that. Do you see somewhere between 6 and 10 grand making a big difference to people?
I guess. I mean, and I'm not trying to dodge the question about exact figures, but I mean, whatever it takes to solve the problem that we have. And I mean, as you said, it's not just teachers, it's nurses, it's probably guards, anyone in the public sector, that if we need to have staff in the public sector living in Dublin, then whatever it takes to incentivize or to be or to make it accessible to those people, we need to at least do something. I mean, I think Ronald Reagan had this thing of actively doing nothing. You know, when something was very difficult, I think we should actually do something, or else we're just going to, you know, find ourselves in a situation where we're not going to be able to fill teaching positions.
Peter, have you any thoughts on what a figure might be here that would make any difference?
I think you could find, you could work it out very easily, because if you look at outside of the teachers in the private sector, this happens all the time. Like, there's no question people in Dublin get paid more than somebody working in the Midlands. And everybody
in the
knows
private sector.
In the private sector, because they understand that, you know, rent is more expensive, childcare is more expensive, and therefore people are happier and quality of life. You know, they don't have the same commute, the same traffic and pollution and so forth. And the reality is that becomes a supply and demand. If people won't work in Carlow or wherever you say, they will have to pay them a little bit more. So it always balances out. And you can then just work out that, let's say, you know, it's probably a differential depending on where you are of 15% or 18%, and that's what it is. So whatever that number is, whether it's 6% or 18%, it's there already, and the private sector very much is, you know, pretty competitive. If things go wrong, people just stop working in that sector, so it works out fairly by the end of the day.
Simon, what happens in the staff room of your school in Carlow if an allowance like this is paid to your colleagues in Dublin? Do people not start grumbling and saying, well, hang on a second, cost of living is pretty tough for me here in Carlow as well?
Yeah, I mean, look, people are always going to grumble about things like that. But I mean, you know, being fair doesn't mean treating everybody the same. I mean, we have to, as I said, there isn't currently a problem with getting staff on, you know, regular contracts in the likes of Carlow or or outside of bigger cities. And unfortunately, you know, we do this with children all the time. You don't give children exactly the same, education. If a child has particular needs, you give them what they need. So, you know, on a kind of an adult level, if you need people to live in Dublin, you have to give them whatever they need to be able to be there. People are going to grumble. Of course they will. But as I said, you know, being fair doesn't mean treating everybody the same.
I wonder as well what it does in a staff room, though, if people start gaming the system and getting an allowance but continuing to live in Carlow or commute from Portlaoise or commute from Mullingar and arrive at work absolutely knackered before they've even, you know, made it to little break at the start of the day. Do you see the possibility for division amongst teachers if a scheme like that was to be adopted?
I don't know. I mean, I mean, people will game any system that's out there, but I don't think people, you know, do that very regularly. If people are going to go to that amount of effort, I mean, I think good luck to them. But I just don't think it's likely. I mean, I couldn't commute to Dublin from Carlow every day, even if I sustainably anyway. I used to commute to Gorey from Carlow for 2 years, and it nearly killed me. So I these kind of systems, you know, are, you know, yes, they can be gamed, but you know, the work-life balance and being able to sustain that sort of lifestyle, I think is probably unlikely to happen.
Peter, have you thoughts on that and how you avoid the system?
Simon's right. People will always game the system. I think the challenge is if people can work out ways that they can be on the very edge of, because there has to be a boundary. Dublin has to end somewhere for this, and that's where people kind of choose. So suddenly those schools become very popular because you can literally be, you know, 20 minutes down the road, but you're designated as somebody in rural, not in city. So I think that's the challenge. So a lot of schools are maybe right on the edge of that kind of hinterland, wherever we choose that to be, might actually end up being in a much better situation. So I think there will always be challenges like that and unintended consequences that happen when you do something like this.
And if this is to be addressed, do you think that it is more likely that it's going to be done in the context of looking at all public sector workers rather than sector by sector?
I would think that when you listen to the INTO, they actually said that when they agreed on this, they actually agreed on two things. One, a pay rise for all cities, and secondly, an allowance for Dublin. I actually think, personally, the pay rise is not going to happen. I just think politically it'd be dynamite to do something like that, because then you've got every other union. I think the allowance for Dublin is the only one that could possibly happen. I still think there's lots of challenges, but back to Simon's point, we don't have to treat everybody exactly the same. same, it can be fair to give somebody more in Dublin than somewhere else. So, but I think the danger for me with this would be that you give one thing and then it leaks into something else. So we'd have to be very clear about making sure that this was just ring-fenced for one thing and didn't become an opening for lots of other things.
But then I suppose that means government end up sending a signal as to which public sector workers they value more than others.
Yeah, yeah, and you could probably argue they do that already if you just work on the, you know, if we're saying that your value is equated by the salary you get, well, then you could probably say that already. But hopefully people don't think that way. And secondly, I'd like to think that a lot of people do these key workers for more reasons than money because of the value and the purpose they get in the job they do.
Some of the texts and emails coming in, text on 51551, Geraldine says, the housing and rental situation has never been worse. Teachers and nurses are important essential workers, so should be given assistance to work and live in high-cost areas. Somebody else says that they were a delegate at the Congress who voted against part of this motion. They individually voted against that part of the motion. What is the city they want to know? Drogheda isn't counted as one and rent is higher and less than Meath, than in Kilkenny and Waterford cities. There would indeed be many anomalies to be ironed out there. And Dan asks a question, Peter, that you might weigh in on. He says, Dublin is a lot smaller than London, and unlike London, Dublin waiting would cause rents to rise. Do you think that there'd be significant enough a number of teachers that they would end up moving rental markets if they were to get an allowance like this?
I personally don't believe so. I think the overall kind of volume of people here and how many people would move because of it would be fairly minor in my personal view. So I don't think it would make a difference there.
All right. Well, let us watch this space and see where the INTO's lobbying on this goes. Peter and Simon, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.